A report published this morning says that while there's been a fall in the number of children living in poverty, the figure remains high. The think tank Social Justice Ireland says that despite full employment, one in seven children lives in poverty. Its report, Poverty Focus 23, sets out a series of measures that it says policymakers should adopt. Suzanne Rogers is research and policy analyst with Social Justice Ireland. She's with us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
How do you define living in poverty?
It is. It can be a movable feast, all right. So we would use the CSO's survey on income and living conditions, so what we would call SILC. So the CSO SILC data, and what they have decided. And again, it can change across, you know, Europe, slightly different, but it's 60% of the median income. So if you're living in a household that's bringing in less than 60% of median income, you are considered to be living in poverty. Now, for the CSO last year, that was about €301 per person. So for an adult, so for a single adult, anybody living at less than that would be considered living in poverty. So immediately, social welfare is less than that. Your state pension is less than that. Your one parent family payment, disability allowance, all of those payments are less than that.
So straight we're talking away, about any child living in a household where that household is entirely reliant on social welfare of one form or another.
It tends to be. It does tend to be. So when you look to see what households are living in poverty, again, it's those who are furthest away from the workforce, usually by virtue of, I mean, it's usually, I suppose, a lot of the social welfare bill goes towards pensions, but children don't tend to live with pensioners. So it'll be households maybe where there's an adult who is ill or disabled who can't go to work, or the one parent family households where, again, access to full time employment is hampered by the cost of childcare.
Now, the government, as people will know, it has said that tackling childhood poverty is one of its priorities. So what should it be doing?
We welcomed the introduction of the Taoiseach's office. We have this Child Poverty and Wellbeing Unit within the office of the Taoiseach, very welcomed. But that is an acknowledgement that we do have a problem if you've got to establish a whole group towards this. It's about low-income households. So again, these aren't children that live in poverty in isolation from their families. These are children who are living in households who are living in poverty. So while, again, we were told that the budget would be a child poverty budget, it didn't seem to really deliver on that. We welcomed the free school meals. We welcomed the school books for junior cert. And those things are so important as well, because when every child in the school gets a free meal,
there's no stigma.
There's no stigma. You know, every child, because I saw recently even myself that the children who were waiting for the free school books, they did, you know, you turned up on day one if your mum had bought your school books, but you could be waiting 2 or 3 weeks if you were waiting for the free school books. So it removes all of that. And that's so, so, so important as well for our sense of self as a child. I think most people will think back to those key points in your childhood that still stick with you, who make you who you are today.
I know that you wanted a higher increase in social welfare, but is it realistic to ask for a more substantial rise at the moment, at a time when there's uncertainty about the state finances?
I don't think of this as a cost. It is an investment. So even if we look back to Micheál Collins and SVP had done a report a couple of years ago, I think 2020, poverty costs the state about €4.5 billion. Now, that's an estimate every year. So this isn't a thing where there is a cost to poverty one way or the other. And surely it would make more sense to increase the amount of social welfare that people are getting. Keep them warm, keep them safe. You're never going to solve your health issues if you don't solve housing and if you don't solve poverty.
We spoke last week on the programme about the deprivation index compiled by Pubble, and they can identify areas of extreme disadvantage. And you might just be talking about one housing estate or a handful of streets. So are these areas being sufficiently targeted at the moment?
It doesn't appear to be. I mean, I've driven kind of across Dublin City to get here today, and I must have driven past maybe 6 or 7 different Dublins as I came across the city. So again, we know who these people are. We know what they need. We know where they live. And it's about resources. It's about, I think, housing is such a key issue here. I mean, the Parliamentary Budgetary Office did a piece just around the time of the budget looking at housing affordability, and between 2012 and 2022, wages have increased by 27%, house prices by 75% and rents by 90%. So people are really, really struggling. And again, the CSO as well, they've got new data from, I think, the last couple of years where you can see the impact that housing costs have on poverty. So it's all really, really, really connected. And it's about, it is about the resources that go into a community. And again, supporting children when they're, where we make the difference is when they're teeny tiny, the preschool, the early school years, making sure that they have the supports they need.
Suzanne Rogers, Research and Policy Analyst with Social Justice Ireland. Thanks for being with us this morning. It's coming up now to 9 minutes to 8. We'll be back with the business news in just a moment.